And now it's time for Training Camp Today with Neil Roberts and the Minnesota Vikings.
He broke the record as a rookie with 10 field goals over 50 yards, scoring a team record 141 points. All-Pro and Pro Bowl kicker Blair Walsh joins us. And Blair, when we talked to you last year at this time, you're having a great camp, but did you even expect a rookie season quite like that one?
You don't really expect anything, honestly, and I just was surrounded by a good group of people last year, and we have the same unit this year, and, you know, we're looking for success again.
You missed 3 field goals all year, but none of those over 50 yards. You were 10 for 10. Tell us about what goes into that from a mental and physical standpoint.
Well, when you're 50-plus yards, you know, your success rate is definitely usually going to be lower. You know, last year was a different circumstance where we had 10 field goals, which is a lot from 50-plus, and it's just where our offense happened to stall out. We had good execution in all of them, and I think without that, we wouldn't be able to convert that high percentage of them.
All right, we'll talk about his new holder when we come back.
It's pure Scandemonium at North Coast Fest.
Don't miss your chance to see Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons, live on stage, October 2nd in Minot.
With more than 70 hits and 8 number ones, it's Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons.
Buy your tickets today at HustFest.com.
Norse Coast Fest, sponsored in part by Trinity Health, Touchstone Energy, Delta Airlines, and SRT.
The average salary for Bakken oil workers is now more than $110,000 a year. Job Service North Dakota also says that the state's average annual wage has jumped nearly 75% the past decade. Log on to MidwestOilJobs.com to learn about top companies like Neighbors Drilling, J&J Oilfield Services, United Prairie Cooperative, and Minot International Airport. There are also educational opportunities through Minot State University. That's all at MidwestOilJobs.com. MidwestOilJobs.com.
Blair Walsh with us, Vikings kicker, and Chris Cluey, of course, is gone. Enter Jeff Locke as your holder this year, Blair, and what sort of transition will that be?
It was a transition from the moment he came in. I mean, it's just somebody that's different, and, you know, he's a hard worker, and he's very talented, so... he's got those things going for him, and I think we're getting into rhythm. And, you know, in these coming weeks, we're looking to get more and more in sync, and by the time the first game rolls around, we'll be ready to go.
Now, is the hold should be the same each time, I'm guessing, right? And is his hold similar to where it was last year?
Yeah, the hold needs to be the same every time. That's how we're going to be successful. And we got a great snapper in Colin Leffler, and he helps that process come along. And, you know, we've worked really hard at it so far, and I think if we continue to, we'll be good.
Hey, Blair, thanks for your time and have a great 2013.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys.
All right, Blair Walsh with us. That concludes this edition. If you missed one, check us on our website, trainingcamptoday.com. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Training Camp Today, brought to you in part by MidwestOilJobs.com and by the North Coast Fest starting October 1st.